Let's look at the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Hayoshvim kol echad mevarech liatzmo. Hesebu echad mevarech lekulon. So if they were sitting, sort of like upright sitting, each one recites the bracha to himself. If, however, they recline together, then one makes the bracha for all of them. Rashi says, Dira maskel hayoshvim below hesebas mitos. If they're not being mutin al tzadeim, smolis on the left side of the mito, the ochlim v'shosim v'seba is called echad. If they're not each one doing hesebah, then kol echad mevarech liatzmo. The ein keva Seuda below Haseba. So Rashi is implying here that they need a Kfiya Sachila Suda together, and then one will be Mavarak for all of them, Motzi Eskulam. Now Tosfos, if you take a look at Haseba, and you'll see it also in Tosfos and Chulin on Daf Kuvavim in Beis, the Ramaskal Shema, he says the following, that this din applies both to Birchas HaMotzi and to Birchas HaMazon. So why is it that we require Haseva and this Kvius in order that one should be Mavarech for on behalf of all of them, whether it's Birchas HaMotzi or Birchas HaMazon? Yasher Nira Levar Bozeh, would seem that Yesh Lain V'Geder Adin She'echad mevarech lekulam bebirkas hamazon. What is the mechanics here? What is the rule that operates that one makes the bracha for all of them in birkas hamazon? Iyavi midin shomer ka'ona. Are we applying just the universal principle of shomer ka'ona that applies to all brachos? O dilma davi halacha b'fnei atzma. Or is it a new halacha of Echad Mevarech Lekulam? So if we take a look at the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei, Shlosh Shoch Lukachas, Chayovim Lezamen, Rashi writes, Lezamen Yachad Letziruf Bracha Beloshon Rabim Kigon Nevarech. If we read Rashi carefully, he speaks about Zimun Lizdamen Yachad. It means to address and gather together for a Tziruf Bracha Beloshen Rabin. So the din of Zimun of Echad Mezamen or Mazmin Eschaver Levarch, one invites his two or more companions to be mevarech. It seems that there are two halachas here, two kiyumim in zimun. One is hazmana, mazmin es chaverav. One invites his friends levarech, and he says nevarech. And the Gemara on Taf Mem Vav Amud Aleph is going to have a discussion at Heichan Birkas Hazimun. When one is mazmin the other, how far do they have to go? Rav Nachman says ad nevarech, and that's it till nevarech. Rav Sheshi Somar ad hazan, perhaps till the beginning of Birkas Hamazon. So that's what Rashi says, kigon nevarech. But secondly, there's a din of Birkas Hamazon bezimun. So it's not just the zimun itself, sort of one inviting the other, dressing the others, hey, let's bench together, but it's also a din in the Birkas Hamazon b'zimun. The Birkas Hamazon itself changes with zimun, a special cue of Echad Mevarech Lekulam, one makes the bracha for the entire Chabura, and it's a chalosh shem, it's a separate halachic entity of Birkas Hamazon b'zimun. And this seems to be indicative, indicated by the Rambam as well. In Perkei Milchus Brachas, Halacha Beis, Shlosha Sha'ochlu Pas Ke'echad, Chayovim Levarech Birkas HaZimun, Kodem Birkas HaMozon. V'ezo Yi Birkas HaZimun, Yim Hayu Ochlim Mishlosha V'arasor, Mevarech HaEchad Me'am V'omer Nevarech Shachalim Mishalo, V'akol Onim Baruch Shachalim Mishalo Tochayinu. So the Rambam says that if three people eat together, there's a din of Birkas HaZimun, and one invites the other members of this Chabura to be Mevarech, and they recite in response, Baruch Shachal Mishlo Tzvachayinu. That's the Rambam in Halacha Beis, in the fifth chapter. But if you look in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, V'achar kach, maschil v'omer, hazan, ad shegomer, arba brachos v'heinonim omen, achar kol bracha u'bracha. Here the Rambam adds the element of Birkas HaMazon. And the Rambam clarifies that there's a din of Birkas HaMazon b'zimun. It's not just the zimun itself that the Rambam has already formulated in the previous halacha, halacha beis, that ha'ya ochlu mishlosh, etc., etc., v'varech echem v'yomer v'varech shachalnu mishalo, and they respond, v'varech shachalnu, but it's also the Birkas HaMazon per se. And one recites Birkas HaMazon, and they respond amen after each bracha. Here the Rambam is telling us that Echad Mevarech LeKulam creates a new Birkas HaMazon of Kulam, of a Chabura B'Yachad. And perhaps we can draw the following parallel. We have a Kiyum, a special Kiyum in Tefillah, of Tefillas HaTzibur. And that's when the Shliach Tzibur recites, repeats Shmon Esrei out loud, and it's a separate Kiyum of Tefillah, of everyone being mispaled together as one tzibur, as one entity. It's not that the shatz, the shliach tzibur, is motzi asaramin midin shomea ka'one. I mean, it's even possible, and that's our custom today, that the shatz is not being motzi anybody. So what's the purpose, what's the point of chazar sashatz? It's a kiyum of tefillah, but a special kiyum of tefillah. You create a new entity which is called tefillas kol hatzibur biyachad. And perhaps we find a similar concept in zimun, that is, Birkas HaMazon b'zimun sets up a new entity of Birkas HaMazon. It's not of a tzibur, but it's of the chabura. And perhaps we can prove this from the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Brachos, if we compare that Rambam to the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah and to the Rambam later on in Hilchas Brachos and Perakei, but the opening Perak in Hilchas Brachos, Perak Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, Kol HaShomea Bracha min HaBrachos, Mitchil V'ad HaSof, U'miskavein Lotzeis Bo Yudecho V'oso Yotza, V'af Alpi Shalo Ona Amen. Now, before we read the rest of this halacha, the balance of the halacha, let's just digest what the Rambam is saying here at the beginning of this halacha. He's telling us a general rule in brachos, bracha min habrachos, that if you hear the bracha of someone else from beginning to end, and you have kavanah to be yotze, then you're yotze, and you don't have to recite amen. But oddly, the Rambam in the Sefer says, v'chala ona amen achar amavarech hareza kimavarech. Some new halacha. You're not sure why the Rambam has to add. He just finished telling you that you don't have to answer amen. Now he says, "Ona amen achar amavarech reisa kimavarech." V'hu sheyia amavarech chayav biosa bracha. We're not sure exactly what the Rambam adds here. So the Rav Zichron of Bracha wants to suggest that there are two different dinim here going on in this Rambam, as far as lotzeis yidei chova. When you hear the bracha from someone else, one is the din of shomea ka'ona, and that doesn't require anias amen. And then is the din of anias amen, and they're fundamentally different. The din of shomea ka'ona is chal when a person has kavona lotzeis and he hears the bracha from beginning to the end. However, in the case of anias amen, he ki biyotze in all events. We don't have to require that he hears the bracha from beginning to end with a kavanah lotzeis. because now everything in here is in the Amen. So Amen takes on a new status, as Rambam calls it, Kimavarech. And this kanare is based on the Gemara in Mesech the Shavuos on Daf Lamin Vav. The Gemara says, Amen, number one, Bo HaMonas Dvarim, means you're, by answering Amen, you are certifying, you are pledging your emuna, your belief in what was said. And then the Gemara says, Amen Bo Kabbalas Dvarim. What's this extra Amen, which means Kabbalas Dvarim? And perhaps this extra din of Amen Bo Kavaras Dvarim means that it's as if the Oneh Amen, the person who recited Amen, is the Mevarech himself, as if he made the bracha. And if that be the case, we understand that he's Yotze with Amiris Amen, even if he didn't have Kavana Lotzeis Mitchilas HaBrach Ve'ad Sofa. Fine. So let's just put this Rambam on the back burners for a second. The Rambam in HaShomea Bracha Min HaBrachos, etc., he has two options here. Number one, you hear the Bracha Mitchilas Ve'ad Sofa, you have Kavana Lotzeis, and you're Yotze even without Amen. Number two, the Rambam has Aloch Vanias Amen, which seems to apply Harezek and Mevarech as a special Kabbalist Dvarim, in which the Bracha sort of inheres in the Amen. It makes you into a Mevarech, and the Rambam here drops the requirement of Shomea Mitchilas Ve'ad Sof and Miskamin Lotzeis Bo. So this is the Amen of Kabbalist Dvarim, as we saw in the Gemara in Shavuos. Now let's take a look at two other places in the Rambam where the Rambam is saying that you're going to be Yotze Yidei Chova by hearing someone else's recitation, and see if the Rambam has these two options of listening without Amen, or does the Rambam require Amen. Let's take a look. We're going to open up now to the din of Chazor Sashatz. In the Rambam Perches Mehilchus Tefila, Halacha Tes, and the Rambam envisions a scenario in which the people in the audience are not davening themselves, and the Rambam says Shliach Tzibur Motzias HaRambam Yidei Chova. Whatever obligation the Tzibur has, they will fulfill their obligation through the Shliach Tzibur. Ketzad. The Rambam writes, "B'shoshu mispalel v'hein shomim." They listen to his tefillah. V'onim amen achar kol bracha harei hein kimispalelim. The Rambam seems to imply that the tzibur can be yotze dechova, but only in one option. The only alternative they have is through anias amen. The Rambam here drops the ball on what he had already established at the beginning of Vilchus Brachos, that he's Shomea Es HaBrocha Mitchil V'Ad Sof Miskami Lotzeis Bo. And there the Rambam said Afal Picha Lo Ana Amen. The Rambam is outspoken, he doesn't have to say Amen. Here the Rambam only gives you one option, that the Tzibur wants to be Yotzi Dechova, they have to recite Amen. Let's open up to the Rambam in the next perek of Hilchus Tefila. That's perek Tes Hilchus Tefila, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, Shliach Tzibur Maschil Mispal B'Kol Ram Mitchilas HaBrachos Lahotzias Mishlo Espalel V'Kol Shomim V'Onim Amen Acher Kol Brachu Bracha. Again, the Rambam repeats what he said earlier in the previous perek, in perek Ches, that the Tzibur is One Amen. That's as far as Tefila is concerned. Now let's take a look at Birkas HaMazon B'Zimun. And this is the Rambam in Perek Hei Melchus Brachos Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, V'hein onim amen achar kol bracha u'bracha. That they, the members of the Chabura, like in the case of Shlosha Shachlu Pas, Chayom Levarach Birkas HaZim, Kodah Birkas V'Ezi Birkas HaZim, etc., etc. And the Rambam writes that Maschil v'omer azon ad shegomer abro v'hein onim amen achar bracha u'achar kol bracha u'bracha. Once again, the Rambam has only one option here, and that's anias amen achar kol bracha u'bracha. If you take a look in the same perek, Perek Hei, in Halacha Tes Vav, Shnayim shofu kechad kol echad v'echad mizamei li'atzmo. V'im hoya echad mehem yodea v'echad eni yodea zeshi yodea mevarech b'kol ram v'asheni ona omin achad kol brachu bracha v'yotzi yidei chova. But in any event, we see from the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah and the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos with regard to Chazor Sashatz, with regard to Birkas Hamazon Bezimun, we see that the Rambam requires Anias Amen. And you're not Yotzi Birkas Hamazon or Tefillah B'tzibur unless you recite Amen. It's not enough to be miskaving lotzeis and to hear the bracha mitchil v'adsof. That's not enough lo yotzi dechavos. Now why in tefillah and in birkas hamazon does the Rambam say that he's only yotze yidechavoso if he recites amen and not midin shomer ka'on, as we said before, but when he's miskaving lotzeis v'shomes ha-bracha mitchil v'adsof. That's not an option, just to hear the bracha. He needs anias amen. And we're going to look at the Yerushalmi in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. The Yerushalmi says that in three places, with regard to three different mitzvos, there is no din of Shomea Ka'ona. And one of them is Kriyat Shema, the other is Tefillah, and the third is Birkas HaMazon. Like we saw in the Rambam, in Hilchos Birkas HaMazon, that there's no din of Shomea Ka'ona. But rather there's a din of Anias Amen. In Kriyat Shema, we could say that the reason why there's no din of Shomer Ka'ona, according to the Yerushalmi, is because you cannot have an agent representing you in Kriyat Shema and Kabbalah Salman Choshamayim. Kabbalah Salman Choshamayim is something you have to do personally. You can't send a proxy for that. In Tefillah, which is Bakoshes Rachamim, Kol echad v'echad tzorach levakesh rachmim al atzmo v'ein echad yoch levakesh rachmim avur chavero. I can't send you to put forward my request, my supplication. I have to do that personally. And Birkas HaMazon, which is a hanah, that you want to thank Hashem, and it means hanen v'yatzmo v'anos me'ov ischayv levarech Lahodos avur hanos atzmo is ein chaver yochel lahodos avuro. You can't send someone to express your gratitude and thank Hashem as your representatives, your agent. So then it comes out that according to the Yerushalmi, and the Rambam seems to accept the Yerushalmi, there's no shomea ka'ona, neither in Kriyat Shema, nor in Tefillah, nor in Birkas HaMazon. So now, if that be the case, how do we understand then in Tefillah, the Shliach Tzibur, says the Rambam, is Motzias Rami Dechovasan. And how do they achieve that goal? Through Anias Amen. It's not Shomea Ka'ona, but rather it's Anias Amen. So Rav Soloveitchik says that there's a fundamental breakthrough here, a kiyum in Tefillah B'Tzibur, and this is not Shomea Ka'ona, but rather a new entity of tefillah. He calls it Chal Shem Cheftzah Shal Tefillah Satzibur, that's not the individual who's fulfilling his responsibility as an individual, but rather he's part of the tzibur. And whatever responsibility obligation he has, he fulfills via the tzibur. So although there's no Shomer Ka'ona to appoint a proxy to represent you in tefillah, your bakoshes have to come from you. But the exception to the rule is when you're part of a tzibur, and there's a whole entity of tefillah of the tzibur. Perhaps in Kriyat Shema we have a din in Parsan al Shema. There too, there's an entity of Kriyat Shema of the tzibur. And in Birkas HaMazon we have an entity of Birkas HaMazon Bezimun. So that even though a yachid could not fulfill his obligation through Shomer Ka'ona, but it could be Yotzei via the Tzibur, via the Chabura, in the case of Zimun. And therefore we can justify why the Rambam is very careful and he requires Anias Amen after each Brachu Bracha, which we saw in Perek Tes Milchus Tefillah, Seder Tefillah Satzibur Kachu Maskil Uporis Alashma, Bekol Ram, Behem Onim Amen, Achakol Brachu Bracha. And in Halacha Gimel, the same parak, he writes, V'yamod v'maskil mispal b'kol ram, mitchil sabrachos, lahotzi es mishlo espal v'kol omdi mishomim v'onim amen, achan kol brachu bracha. So the Tefillas HaTzibur is not just a conglomeration of 10 yechidim, each one is fulfilling his obligation of tefillah on his own, but he happens to be in front of 10 people, so there's a tzibur. But no, there's a new entity, a chalos shem, a cheftza, a separate cheftza, tefillas hatzibur. And it means that all the tzibur is mispal yachad. There's one maisa tefillah of the entire tzibur, and every individual fulfills his obligation of tefillah through this entity, this new chalos shem cheftza shel tefillas hatzibur. And how does he link up to the tzibur? The Rambam requires anias amen. Anias Amen is itself a bracha, as we saw in the Rambam, Hareu Kimavarech. And if he's Kimavarech through the Amen, now he gets vicariously the Amen, the tefillah of the entire tzibur. He's mitztaref to this tefillah of the tzibur. If he doesn't say Amen, if he only has Kavod mitchil v'atzov, then you're left with Shomei Kaona, but there's no din of Shomei Kaona, according to the Yerushalmi, in tefillah. And therefore he needs to be mitztarif to this cheftz of tefillas hatzibur to fulfill his obligation via the tzibur through this entity of tefillas hatzibur. But Shomei Kaona is not going to work here. So if a yachid is motzi a yachid, then there's no Shomei Kaona, because as we said before, in tefillah, which is bakashas rachamim, there is no din of Shomei Kaona. It just doesn't operate. But in tefillas hatzibur, it's not the shatz is being motzi the individuals, but rather tzibur as a tzibur on motzi yedei chovasam bidin tefilas hatzibur. And in order to be considered part of the tzibur, if you need a passport or you need some sort of a membership card in the tzibur, in order to be yotzei your chova through the tefilas hatzibur, you need anias amen. Anias amen, which is a maisa bracha, now links you up to this tzibur. And the same thing applies in Birkas HaMazon, when one person makes the bracha on behalf of everyone, and they yotzei dechova only through anias amen. The Rambam completely omits Shomei Kaona here in this context. And the members of the Chabura will recite amen after each bracha. They're not being yotzei through Shomei Kaona, because as we said in the Yerushalmi, there's no Shomei Kaona in Birkas HaMazon, but rather there's a Chalus Shem Birkas HaMazon Shalach Habura. That's the Birkas HaMazon of Zimun that we've been speaking about. And even if one of the people in the Chabura is a Baki and another one is not a Baki, the halacha is that they're all being mezamein, they're all reciting Birkas HaMazon as a Chabura, as one unit, one indivisible entity. And they could each be yotzei their chiyuv if they recite amen to link up to this entity and be part of the chabura. And this parallels what we saw in tzibur, to be part of the tzibur. Here they're part of the chabura. And there's a chaloshem birkas hamazon midin zimun v'tziruf, a birkas hamazon of the tzibur. Again, it's not shomei kaona, where you've been yotzei the yachid in birkas hamazon, that was excluded by the Yerushalmi, because we said you need hanas me'ayim, and then you need your own hodah, and a yachid can't be motzi a yachid. So Shomei Kaona is out. But when there's a zimun of gimel, or more than gimel, and it doesn't matter who's the scholar, the sofer, who's the boor, who doesn't know how to recite Birkas HaMazon, it doesn't matter. They recite amen. And it's not that the Baki is being motzi the Eino Baki, there's no Shomei Kaona in Birkas HaMazon, but rather the Eino Baki fulfills his chiyuv because he's mishtatev, he's mitztarev to this one single bracha, the Chal Hashem Birkas HaMazon bizimun, the Birkas HaMazon of the Chabura as a whole, as a unit, indivisible. And it's perfectly parallel to Tefillas HaTzibur, where the Shatz recites the Tefillah of the Kol Ram, and all the tzibur yotzei through this entity called the Chal Hashem Tefillas HaTzibur when they answer Amen. So to in Birkas HaZimun, there's a chalos tziruv of all the Bnei HaChabura to create one entity of Birkas HaMazon B'Zimun, the Birkas HaMazon of the Chabura. And each member of the Chabura, if he recites Amen to the bracha, he enters, he links up to the Chabura, and he's yotzi his chiv through this entity called Birkas Hamazon Bechabura. And if this case, if we go back to Rashi, take a look at Rashi on Daf Mem Hayim and Aleph, the Ramasel Shlosha. He writes Lizdamein Yachad Litziruv Birchas Bracha V'Loshen Rabin. What he means here is that in addition to the din of Birchas Azimin Shemizamnim Levarech, there's also a Chalos Kiyum Birchas Amos Bezimun, which is a Kiyum of the Bracha on behalf of the on the part of the entire Chabur as one entity. Now let's take a look in the Gemara for a moment. In Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Tes, the Gemara says, you'll see it there, Kol HaBrachos Kulam Afal Pisha Yotza Motzi Chutz Mi Birchas HaLechem UBirchas HaYayin She'im Lo Yotza Im Lo Yotza Motzi V'im Yotza Eino Motzi. So there's Halach of Yotza Motzi, but it doesn't apply to Birchas HaLechem Birchas HaYayin. You can only be Motzi someone if you yourself need that Bracha. So that's a rule in Birchas Sanenim, which sets up Birchas Sanenim as being fundamentally different than Birchas HaMitzvahs. Because in Birchas HaMitzvahs, we have halacha of Afal Pisha Yotza Motzi. But that halacha doesn't apply in Birchas HaNenim. And perhaps what the Gemara has in mind in differentiating between Birchas HaMitzvahs and Birchas HaNenim is that in Birchas HaMitzvahs, we have a Chalos Din Shomer Ka'ona. And in Birchas HaNenim, there is no din of Shomer Ka'ona. And the Svara is that Shomer Ka'ona could work when the Amira, which is Chala Machmas Chiyuv, and Al Yidei Shomer Ka'ona, the Amira of the first person relates to the second person. The second person could fulfill his Chiyuv by hearing and listening with kavana to the mevarech. That's going to apply certainly in Birkas HaMitzvahs. It's a chova that he fulfills through the din of Shomer Ka'ona, but that doesn't operate in Birkas HaNenim, because Birkas HaNenim is not a chova. It's only coming for the hanah, and there's no chalos Shomer Ka'ona. So then we have to ask the question, how could one person make a bracha on a pas or on yayin and be motzi his friend Yidei Chavasu Birkas HaNenim if there's no Shomer Ka'ona? But the answer is it doesn't operate that one person is motzi his friend midin Shomer Ka'ona. That din of Shomer Ka'ona doesn't apply in Birkas HaNenim, but rather it's a din of bracha achas l'kulam. There's a chalos bracha of Birchas HaNenim in a Chabura. And whatever the bracha has to accomplish, it allows you to eat, to benefit, to enjoy this world. That applies to all the people in the Chabura. It's very similar to the case of Birchas Amos and Bezimun, which we said is one bracha of the entire Chabura. And therefore, we needed kviyus. We need that the Chabura be koveya together, to eat together as one Chabura. And therefore, this operation, the mechanics here, it cannot be successful without Haseva. Again, if it was Midin Shomer Ka'ona, we would need Haseva. We don't need that to be a Kviyas Achilu V'Yachad. But in the case of, we spoke about Zimun and Birkas HaMazon, we need that they all be Koveya Suda together with Haseva. So we see that there's a Chalos Din that applies even to Birchas HaNenim of a Chabura, the purpose of which every member of the Chabura will be able to eat and enjoy the Hanah from this world through the Birchas HaChabura Kula. And for that we need that to be Koveya Suda V'Yachad, and then it's Tarif to a Chabura Achas, and then you can have a Bracha of the entire Tzibur. And based on this, we could appreciate why the Rambam was very careful, and he emphasizes that he has to recite Amen on this bracha. It's not enough that he's miskaving lotzes. And the Rambam is in Perek Aleph Milchus Brachos. He says in Halacha Yud Beis, Rabim shenisvadu lechol pas olishtos yayim ubirech echad mehem v'anu kulam amen hare elu mutarim lechol v'lishtos. And the Rabim seems to assume, if you read it carefully, that you cannot be yotze with kavana lotzes. There's no din of shomei ka'on according to the Rambam in Birkas Hanenin. One person makes the bracha for others, that's a separate halacha. A chalos din of Birkas Hanenin bechabura. And therefore the Rambam emphasized that each one has to answer amen. Through anias amen, the bracha could be related to the entire chabura, as we said before, with regard to the kiyum of Birkas Hamazon bezimun. Now take a look at Tosfos in Masecht Chulin, and he says over there on Daf Kuf Vav Amid Beis that if you're going to tell me that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan argue, that's on Daf Mem Gimel, does Haseva work by Pas and Yayin, that's as far as Brach Achron is concerned, as far as L'kuli Alma Ein Echad Mevarech L'kulam U'motziyam B'birchas Haninim Af B'Pas M'Yayin. So the Rambam says that in Pas V'Yayin one could not be Mevarech for everyone else. That's the Sheet of Tosfos. Now the question is, how is Yayin different than Mugmar? In the case of Mugmar or Echad Mevarech L'kulam. And Tosfos writes, I b'brocha d'l'chatchila pligi Rav Rav Yochanan l'Rav Maishna Yayin mi-Mugmar v'yor she'echad Mevarech L'kulam yeshlov mishum de-Mugmar v'yor Bolem hano bevas achas. What does Tosfos mean that in the cases of Mugmar and Or, Bolem hano bevas achas? Why is Mugmar and Or any different and Echad Mevarech L'kulam just because they have hano bevas achas? How is that different than Pas and Yayin? And it would seem that Tosfos holds that in order to be Motzi Chaverov B'birkas Hanenim, we need that a tziruf yachad lechabura achas, so the bracha bichal for the entire chabura. And Tosfos holds, and in the cases of Mugmar and Or, since they all get hanob vas achas from one object, therefore there's a tziruf that's chal that makes them into a chabura achas, and one can be motzius kulam. So automatically that chabura is formed by virtue of the fact that they all benefited simultaneously from the same object. But in the case of Yayin and Peros, everyone has his own hana. This one drinks his Yayin, this one his. So they're not being nene as one entity. And therefore they need to be mitztarif to a chabura achas. And therefore one cannot be mevarch l'kulam. So we see clearly that Tosfos is no din of shomea ka'one in Birkas Hanenim, but rather is a din of Birkas Hamazon of the chabura. And then one is motzi kulam yidecho vasam, and shomei ka'ona is not going to operate. Tosfos holds that in Birkas Hanenim we need a tziruf of them all together, and we don't have the mitzaref. We don't have the ability to make them into one chabur, because in Pas and Yayin each one has his own hana to himself. There's no hana b'vas achas, and there's no tziruf therefore to a chabur achas. So we don't have the halach of Echad Mevarech L'kulam in Birchas Hanenim. What we do have is in the cases of Mugmar and Or, where all of them have some sort of simultaneously, they dip into the same Anah from the same object, that sets up a Tziruf Chabura, and one could be Mevarech L'kulam. Okay, then we'll stop here.